always fun to talk to comedian and fellow rocker Jim Brewer, and he's my guest today on the Radio Cheddar Podcast. Coming to the Motor City on September 22nd, soundboard at the Motor City Casino. We talk about a brand new metal he's been digging. Of course, the sitcom Kevin Can Wait. He turned 50 earlier this year. We talked about how that has impacted his life, as well as his podcast, which is pretty riveting. That and more today on Radio Cheddar.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff.
This is Radio Cheddar with WRIF's own Meltdown.
Again, the Radio Cheddar Podcast. And if you're a music fan, especially a hard rock slash metal fan and love to laugh, you know exactly who Jim Brewer is. He's coming to town playing September 22nd, the soundboard at Motor City Casino Hotel. And I'll tell you what, it's a Friday night. The Kid Rock shows are going to be done right here in the Motor City. I think I'll take advantage of that and head on down there and check it out myself. We talk about a lot of things, like I said in the intro, including his podcast, which I listened to over the weekend. And I thought it was great, man. I'm not one for sitting there listening to guys just talk about nothing, but it was riveting. It was really good, and it was a totally different side of them. So, anyways, if you get a chance, check that out. But we talk about Guns N' Roses. Last time I talked to him, last year on the podcast, he hadn't seen Guns N' Roses yet, and he kind of went on this whole diatribe on why he shouldn't see Guns N' Roses. And I said, man, I don't know. And I saw Slash and Duff go out there, then Axl ran out, and all of a sudden you heard him on the other end of the phone going, oh, that's right, I forgot about that. Oh, man. Oh, look at the history. Oh, man. He got all excited. But he talks to us about whether he has or hasn't seen Guns N' Roses yet this year. In the meantime, he called right on time. I guess he was out in Vegas, apparently driving around somewhere.
Follow me, I'll tell you where to turn. How's it going? You got a minute too?
I have a minute. Sorry, do you have a minute? That's the question.
Yeah, I do.
All right, man. Hey, real fast, we'll get going here so we can get you on your way. But last time I talked to you, you hadn't seen Guns N' Roses, and I changed your mind in about 12 seconds. Have you seen Guns N' Roses yet?
I have not seen them.
Man, I've seen them twice now.
Although I hear... You know, they're amazing and all that, but, you know, whatever. I get it. Paradise City, I get it.
Well,
it's amazing. At the time growing up, I do remember being really into them, but as they got more and more, I found it more to be like glammy rock.
Yeah.
And the glammy rock thing, I'm like, you know, I get it. I like November. It's all right. It's not my style. I'm done.
Well, your style is Judas Priest. You had a chance to jam out with Rob Halford, eh?
Yeah, baby. Now that's a whole different beast right there.
That's a beast. There's no question. Yeah.
That's a beast. Maiden, Priest, new Metallica.
Yeah, I saw that. Have you seen the Metallica tour?
Twice.
Yeah, it's great.
I am addicted to that worse than heroin. I love the new album. I think the new Metallica is the best hard rock album in 30 years.
I'll tell you what,
I keep
waiting for them to release Spit Out the Bone as a single, but I think they're going to wait with that one.
They're waiting. I can tell you most likely they're going to wait until they come back, which they are in the smaller arena tour.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that tour here in Detroit.
Yeah, and I saw that. I've seen them practice. I know they're practicing the song, so they're locked and loaded with it. They're waiting to come back, and that'll bring you back, because how smart is that? As diehard Metallica fans, everyone wanted to see Spit Out the Bone. I personally told James I want to see Revenge. I love that song.
Yeah, Sweet Revenge. I was going to ask you what's your favorite off that album. So I guess that's it, huh?
Well, I gotta say, it's not a heavy song, but I love Now That We're Dead.
Mm-hmm.
I love Moth Into the Flame. It stands for everything I live for. I love the lyrics. I love the music. I love Moth Into the Flame. There's like five songs I could. Today my new song is Halo on Fire. I've listened to it three times. I can't stop.
They played all those songs here in Detroit.
played pretty much the whole first record.
Right, exactly.
You know, so hopefully in the next go around they'll play Spit Out the Bone and Sweet Revenge.
Yeah, so I'm glad you're digging the new Metallica. Is there any other stuff you're into right now that's newer?
I could take sprinkles of everything else, but besides that new Metallica, nothing has me listening every day.
Yeah, you know what I really liked, which you might dig? I don't know. I was never a Mastodon fan, but this new record's so killer. I love it. Emperor of Sand.
I'm going to have to check it out. I've heard people talk about that. You know, I was one of the... I don't get into sellouts and all that jazz, but I was listening to Five Finger for a while, and people are like, oh, people that are really, really metal connoisseurs, like, oh, it's Walmart metal. Like, well, whether it's Walmart metal or not, it gets me nuts here and there. So, but I'll check out Mastodon, but this really, what else? I don't know. What else is out there that I can listen to the whole album day after day? I don't think there's, you know, some people are... I'm surprised how many the younger generation likes the who's torn with Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah, Avenged. Yeah,
Avenged, Volbeat. Even Volbeat, it's like I'll like a couple songs and then they sound like Elvis metal to me. Like, all right.
That's exactly where their roots are, or at least Michael's roots are. Yeah, with Elvis and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's Elvis Metallica. All right, I get it.
I hear you there. So I was going to ask you, so you turned 50 this year. I mean, anything, is it just another day at the office, or did that shake you a little bit, or you just keep rocking away?
Well, it's a huge part of my show, I'll tell you that. And I will tell you, it's honestly the first age that I hit. You know, it's like, in your 20s, you don't see the end of the world. You're like, yeah, my backpack in Europe for 6 weeks and, you know, bring sandals and some weed. Well, I'll figure it out. And then your 30s, you're like getting married. You're like, oh, my husband just got transferred to Dayton, Ohio. It's good. It's fine. Good benefits. And then... And like 40s, you're like, yeah, I'm coaching now.
That is true.
And then 50, like, it's the first age where I went, oh my God, I'm going to be dead. And I got to figure things out quickly because 10 years, I'm 60. I mean, this is the age where you get weird stuff like the gout. Mm-hmm. You know, a mild stroke. You get numbing in your face and you don't know why. You're constantly pulling muscles. You got diabetes. You're getting diabetes because you have too much sugar. You never see anyone in their 20s jogging and riding bikes. It's all 40 and over because they've been told they're going to be dead in some alternative way or another. So, yeah, I'm a little... At the end of the day, I probably got 20 solid years, if I'm lucky. Mm-hmm. After that, it's, woo boy, it's like full of muscle, I'm in rehab, it's a whole different ballgame.
Well,
I'll
be there with you in a year and a half or so, that's kind of why I want to get some tips from you as to how it was.
And I will tell you this, every day of my life, and I don't want to sound like an old fart, but every day of my life, something different hurts. it doesn't cripple me, but I'm just starting to live with, all right, my chest muscle's always going to hurt. Okay, my knee is always going to be a problem on rainy days. Okay, my feet hurt every day. That's just the way it is. Don't stand on it so much. Okay, my back is killing. All right, I pulled a muscle again. I guess that's what happens.
That is true. I wake up sometimes, and I'm pretty athletic. I'm pretty, you know, I do a lot of stuff, you know, hockey and whatnot. But it's like sometimes I wake up and I'm like, why does this hurt? I didn't do anything. And all of a sudden it's like, you know, that just comes with the par for the course, I guess, right?
Yeah, and I'm athletic too. I play baseball. I go to the gym 3 days a week. It doesn't matter. Everything. I played baseball last year for a week. I pitched two games. And this is January in Florida. My arm underneath my, not the forearm, underneath was numb until May. Until May. I went to a million doctors. They were talking about, I said, no, no, no. It doesn't hurt. It's just numb. They're like, you know what? It finally went away around the beginning of June. But it's not going to stop me. I'm out there pitching every day, getting ready for January again.
Now, I would have thought with all the medicinal, you know, marijuana use, you know, that a lot of these pains, aches and pains would go away.
Well, I haven't jumped hard in that world yet. But
right.
Trust me. trust me. I am definitely heading in that direction again. I'm not going to lie. I miss that tremendously.
Yeah.
And I stopped for a very, very long time with the kids, but I'll be a liar if I find myself on the road loving, cause I'm not a drinker. I don't enjoy drinking. It makes me fat. I don't like getting sloppy. I don't like the feeling when you wake up the next day. I got to drink 16 ounces of water before I go to bed or so I don't want to have a headache, and then I got to piss every 15 minutes in the middle of the night. I do not get the enjoyment of that. However, catching a nice buzz at the end of the night, relaxing, debating if there's aliens or not, looking at stars, wondering if we're the only ones, where am I going in life, has a little giggle, and then I'm in a coma. Is that a crime? Is that a crime?
If you ask it twice, it's not a crime.
So. No, it's really not.
Hey, let me ask you something. So have you seen Steel Panther? I mean, how many times have you seen him? I guess that's a stupid question. How many times have you seen Steel Panther?
I honestly only seen him once.
Really?
And the only way I was able to see him was I was playing Vegas when they were. And we played the same venue, and I got to finish my show and then wait a little and get to go and check out their show. And that was at least 10 years ago. So
wow.
I'm not a big concert goer. It takes a lot to get me out of the house. That's another thing. When you hit 50, listen, this better be worth my while, whatever we're doing here.
You know, it's funny you know to say that. Yeah, I'm totally with you because I like to be a house potato of sorts, I suppose. But this year I made it a point to get out and see some of these outdoor concerts because living in Michigan, you know, you only got 6 months to really take advantage of it. So I saw GNR and Metallica and all these bands outdoors. I'm like, I got to go see them. You know, Stone Sour, Korn, the whole thing, you know.
Who blew you away? Who exceeded expectations that you saw?
Well, I mean, Metallica was, you know, I mean, obviously they were the kings. There's no question about it. But I saw Guns N' Roses last year open up their stadium tour here in Detroit, and I thought they were so good. I went and saw them in Buffalo. I rode my motorcycle through Canada and went and saw them in New York about 3 weeks ago. I mean, they're so good. You know who I really like in Guns N' Roses is Richard Fortus, man. That guy, that guitar player, he is awesome. Of course, there's Slash in the whole thing, you know what I'm saying, but...
Yes. You know what? I'm going to have to go. I know they just kicked off a tour, but I don't know if I'm off when they are, but I really would like to go see it. I'll tell you, one of the greatest concerts I've seen this year was we took the whole family to go see Green Day, and they played a small venue.
I saw this small venue here in Detroit. It was fantastic. Yeah, I saw it in October or something.
Oh, my God. God. And it was right before I said they're warm enough for a big tour. And then sure enough, I think it was a month later, they announced the big tour. And that was one of the coolest concerts I've ever seen. I never saw them live. That was cool seeing them in this little tiny 1500 seat max arena. That was cool.
Yeah, I saw them here last year. But you know, you're talking about concerts. Like, I, to be honest with you, in the last 10 years, I think that Steel Panther may be the band I've seen the most. Because they come through Detroit like twice, and they're so much fun to see live. It's just a fun night out.
Yeah, it's a fun night out. And that's what you want too when you go out. And that's why I'm dying to go see them too. And I'd have to see myself because my wife's saying, yeah, too much sexual stuff. All right, I'll bring the guys. I'm going to laugh. She even did that I went to go see Rock of Ages. There's a lot of sexual. Look, yes. Well, that's what it was.
I know you're a Rock of Ages guy, and I know you got your shows coming up now. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You have two different kind of shows coming up here. You're doing your stand up kind of storytelling thing here in Detroit. Then you got other shows where you bring the band out, or what's going on here?
Yeah, the only place I'm bringing the band is Vegas.
Okay, gotcha.
The rest is all stand up comedy.
Okay.
And I'm tight right now, man. I'm ready to film a new special, so I'm murdering this next month or two is murder. I'm on murderer's row. I'm gonna crush that. I'm crushing right now. So now the Vegas one's a totally different shbiggle. I'll be there this weekend, and that's with the band. And that's more of a one-man show where I go through the ages of the 80s till now of my alter ego, how I wanted to be a rock star and what my rock star would have done at this stage in life, and then what really happened and all. It's very funny. There's deep stories. There's powerful stories. And then there's just, madness hilarity. We do a funny thing at the end where, oh my God, what we do the last show? We do bingo, but you call out the bands you want each verse. So we've done from Alice in Chains to Volbeat to Five Finger Death Punch to Slayer singing bingo, and it's a huge hit live. It's freaking hilarious.
That does sound cool. Now, so you're coming to town on September 22nd at the Soundboard at Motor City Casino, and you're bringing yourself. You're going to do your own thing. And listening to your podcast, and you know what? I'm not a big one on listening to guys just talk about, whatever. And I started listening to it, and I'm like, okay, I don't know if I'm going to. Then I just kept listening to it. And next thing you know, I was like riveted. I thought that your podcast was one of the freshest things I've heard recently.
Wow, dude, thank you. Because I gotta be honest with you, that means a lot, because someone yesterday, I did a radio interview yesterday, and they brought up the podcast, and they said it's a little weird just listening to you alone, but it's so different, and you get so personal and deep. And because when I'm talking, I don't know if people are entertained. I'm very conscious of going, please, I hope I'm not losing people, or maybe am I going too deep? Is this too personal? So thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you.
No, it's totally meant as a compliment, because, I listen to a few of them here and there, and I'm the kind of person where if I'm going to listen to something, I want to learn something, that's beneficial to me in life. And, and it's like, or I want to be entertained, or whatever. And I started listening to it, and I was doing some yard work the other day, and I was kind of getting ready. And you actually talk a lot about your upcoming show. You talk a lot about your personal stuff. You talk, you brought up your wife a few minutes ago, and you talk about her and her trials and tribulations. And I found it really fascinating.
Wow, well, cool, man. Well, I'll keep it up, and hopefully my series, which I just announced, I started writing and all that jazz, and hopefully it'll be done by the end of the year. And I'm really considering just talking about each episode on the podcast, which I think I'm going to start tomorrow when I hit Vegas. Is I'm going to start the next podcast, which hopefully will be out by Friday.
Yeah, and of course you got stuff rattling around your brain and stuff, but I mean, how do you take down notes? Or I know that sometimes it sounded to me like you were doing some of this stuff in different times. It sounded like time you were driving, one time you're like sitting around doing nothing, whatever.
Yeah.
So, because I'm a radio guy, so I picked that stuff up. But it was really cool, and it seemed really focused, and I thought it was great. So do you have a lot of stuff that you're already thinking about for the next one?
No, and that's my problem. My problem is I overthink a lot, and I try to think, okay, is this entertaining, and what is entertaining, and what are people getting bored with, and what are they, and to be honest with you, I find myself on during the week going, what inspires me to start talking to complete strangers that may interest them to keep going or keep listening? So I'll I'll make little notes in my head, like, oh, all right, I'm going to go here with this. And, oh, okay, maybe I'll do that. But I can tell you right now, I have no clue what my next podcast is right now, which I'm going to do by tonight and tomorrow.
Hmm. Yeah, because, see, you know, you're a name. I'm just like a nobody. So my podcast get listens as to who I'm talking to. But it's like, you know, people will listen to what you have to say. And I found it fascinating. And I didn't find it, like, funny, but I found it entertaining at the same time that you were talking about different things in your life about people that I don't know, but you made it in a certain way that it kept me going.
Awesome. Good. You got me all hopped up right now. 2 days in a row. I'm like, oh, all right. I just got three texts today too, going, oh my God, love the last podcast. Like, and you know, the podcast started too, really just to promote my album. And that's why I called it The Metal in Me. And then as time went on, the band really, they didn't know how to do radio. They didn't know how to podcast. They would half-ass, oh, maybe we'll do it. And I went, you know what? You guys are unreliable. I'm just going to go on my own, start doing my own thing. And I think I started that about 5-6 weeks ago. And I have to say, since I just went cold turkey on my own, the response has been overwhelming. And I'm starting to really see it.
Yeah, I think I heard you talk about that, and I was kind of trying to read between the lines a little bit, but you were kind of saying that maybe the band thing wasn't such a great idea. Maybe I should just keep doing this by myself.
Right. And so we'll see. We'll see as it goes on. I got a nice trial run here in Vegas starting tomorrow, Friday night. And, you know, they're trying to make it into – he really wants to make it a residency, but – it needs production. If it has the right production, it's a tremendous show. It really is. But, and I have been talking with the director of Rock of Ages, and if that works, then that'll be the way to go. Otherwise, Jim Brewer touring as a band, people just, they can't wrap their head around it, and I'm okay with that.
Now, where are you playing in Vegas this weekend?
South Point Casino. It's not on the Strip. It's off the Strip. It's
okay.
South Point Casino.
Yeah, I think I remember you mentioning that. Hey, real fast, a couple other things here, and we'll cut you loose. Like I said, September 22nd, Soundboard. You know, I may be pushing 50, but I might have to get out of the house and come see you on that night. So.
Awesome. Please do. We'll have a great time.
It would be like, you know, against all the 50-year-olds' wisdom out there. So you got Kevin Can Wait. Now, I'm going to be full up front with you. I don't really watch sitcoms, but I like Kevin James. And so you're on the show September 25th. You play a preacher, right? Is that right?
Yes. I'm his priest.
Oh, priest.
Last year, he had me on 3 episodes. I was supposed to be on the finale episode, but they had huge rewrites because oh my gosh, what's her name? Oh my God, I can't believe I just had a brain fart.
The girl, right?
Yeah, Remini.
Right, yeah, Leah, or Lisa? Leah. Yeah, whatever.
Leah Remini. Good God, jeez. What happens when you turn 50?
Yeah, how hot is she in person?
She's very attractive. It's not just her looks. She's got a very attractive personality. She's just a real cool homebody. Awesome. I really enjoyed watching her work, and she's very talky. She's awesome. It was like being with a real seasoned pro.
Okay.
And so is Kevin. Watching Kevin too is a real, I mean, he's a star. He doesn't act like a star, but when you're around him, you're like, wow, this guy's a star. He works hard. He's working from every angle, directing, writing, the way he should be shot. He's pro. So the first, I believe I'm on the season premiere.
Right, September 25th, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm on the season premiere, and yes, I play his priest. and that's all I'll say.
Okay. That's cool, though. I mean, hey, man, you know what? You're on a network TV show. That's kick-ass.
It is pretty kick-ass. I'm not going to lie to you. And it's funny because with the exception of Saturday Night Live, my biggest roles have been friends that put me in it. And I always wondered, like, does Hollywood have something against me? Like, should I be on Hollywood? Like, I don't – if it wasn't for Kevin James – I wouldn't be doing these sitcom roles. If it wasn't for David Chappelle, I wouldn't have been in Half Baked.
Right.
And they were, I remember Dave like, man, you're gonna blow this up. You're gonna be a star. You're gonna kill this role. And even Kevin, like, oh my God, you're going to be so good. And thank God for friends. I'll tell you that, because I don't get nothing besides that.
Well, Kevin James, I never met him before, but he was at Michigan Speedway, three, 4 years ago, him and Adam Sandler, and they did the Gentlemen Start Your Engines, and it was pretty entertaining, all 38 seconds of it.
and that's all they need to entertain you, I'll tell you about both those guys, and together, what a duo, good Lord.
You've seen them people do a Driver Start Your Engines, right? I mean, what'd that just take me, 3 seconds? They did in 38 seconds.
38 seconds. Good God, it's hilarious.
You should YouTube it sometime if you get a chance. But and then you got this batsballsandbrew.com. Of course, you're a big baseball guy. Your publicist wanted me to give that a shout as well. And
it's a little thing. I'm basically trying to create an ESPN for fans, run by the fans. So if they want to rant about their team, or they want to do an update about their team or analysis on their team, they just go to Bats Balls and BREU. We just shot a pilot, and if I like the videos up there, we're going to get your info, call you, and you be part of the show when it's picked up.
You should have got that guy Robert Lee to help you out with it. You would have got a lot of publicity.
Good. You know what? He's the first guest list, I'll tell you that. What a... I'm not even going there.
That's the world we live in. So
that is the demented, twisted, I can't even. There's not words to explain that situation.
I hear you. Well, listen, man, Jim, it's going to be good to see you here in Detroit Rock City, of course, coming up on September 22nd.
You got it, brother. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, and safe travels. Have fun in Vegas.
Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Looking forward to checking out the show with Jim Brewer coming to the Motor City here in just a couple of weeks. Got to thank him for checking in. Hey, we got some great guests coming up here on the Radio Chatter podcast. So if you get a chance, please, by all means, subscribe. Go back and check out some of the interviews I've done over the summertime here. Just had Bumblefoot on last week. We were talking about Metallica and Volbeat and all those bands. I've talked to all of them. Had James Hetfield on back in mid-July. And, of course, Michael from Volbeat as well. Corey Taylor and Johnny Chow from Stone Sour. Just some killer interviews. So if you get a chance, go back and check them out. In the meantime, please, like I said, subscribe, share this with your friends. Hope you guys got a chuckle out of Jim Brewer. You can check him out, facebook.com/Jim Brewer. And, of course, officialjimbrewer.com to check out everything going on in his world. Check him out on tour somewhere, wherever you may be. And thanks so much for checking out the Radio Chatter podcast. Until we do it again very soon.